good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pod Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons, and we are up in this thing, man. Hey, guys. So I've tried my hardest. I never had this intended to be a political podcast, right? Because I always wanted to cover a variety of topics, but things are happening in such a fast pace that it wouldn't be right for me to not cover the topic. So aka 47, also known as 47, the 47th president of the United States, the current president, Donald, you already know his name. Everything bad that I could have imagined him doing is actually worse than what I imagined. Because, you know, I guess my imagination comes from a place of logic. So there's no way the logistics in my brain could have imagined the things that he's actually doing right now. It's nuts, right? So let me run it back. So this week, the big headlines on the newspapers, the news, whatever, is there's this big scandal that just went down in the NBA. There's a head coach, a current head coach, Chauncey Billups, a player, Terry Rozier. They got indicted by the FBI for NBA gambling, right? So that's the big news right now. On any regular, typical day, as it should be, that's a big headline. The FBI arresting a former NBA player and a current NBA player. Yeah, you know, but how does that pale in comparison to the things that are actually affecting people on a daily basis as a whole, the country as a whole, right? Why is this the headline when you have AKA 47 getting off the way he does? Right now, we're in the fourth week. We're going into the fourth week of a government shutdown. People are not getting paid. People are about to be hungry. And when people go hungry, people turn into animals. People are going to get hurt. People are not getting their checks, all right? Military families ain't getting their checks. TSA workers ain't getting their checks. Air traffic controllers ain't getting their checks. Like right now, for current example, Burbank, California, the air traffic controllers, they walked off at 4:15 in the afternoon. As you could imagine, lots of people are flying in and out of an airport in the middle of the afternoon. They decided they're going to protest and walk off on site. So with that being said, they reroute the air traffic controls to San Diego, which is hundreds of miles away for people to land and take off. Can you imagine? Like right now, there's already incidents at airports with air traffic controllers right there on site. And planes are dinging each other and things of that sort. And that's on site. Now imagine transferring the power all the way from 200 miles away. Be like, hey, you guys, you can take off or you can land. How safe is that? Now you tell the TSA agents, like, if you guys don't come to work, you're fired. That's wild, ain't it? It costs money to get to work. You got to eat. Like, got to get paid, but you ain't got no check. What you going to tell them? They should have had some emergency funds. How grateful you should be if you are in that position where you could talk down on the person and say that. It's just getting ugly out here, all right? So with this dude in the White House, right, while people are not getting paid, people are going hungry, things of that sort. This man is demolishing the side of the White House so he could build a ballroom. He's knocking down the house that, you know, is funded by taxpayer dollars. The thing that nobody asked for, to build a ballroom with the capacity of almost 1,000 people. At first, it cost $200 million. Don't forget, people aren't getting paid. People ain't eating. Next thing you know, the next week, the cost is $250 million. Later on in the week, now it's $300 million. But he says, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. It'll be funded by donations. You might say, whoop-de-doo. Who cares? What that got to do with us? As long as it ain't our money, who cares? You should care. Someone buying that influence. For a person that says, America first, you have to wonder, who is he accepting these donations from and what are they getting out of the situation? Stay woke, all right? So people are donating so he can build a grand room, a grand ballroom that nobody asked for. The grand ballroom is bigger than the rest of the White House. And you have to wonder, like, if it's a place that's just going to be for special occasions, why is it even necessary to be built? You would think that's a waste of money, right? Don't forget, people ain't getting paid. People are hungry. All right, that's one. But that's not the headline. The headlines of the week is the NBA gambling scandal. Stay woke. We are witnessing the biggest power grab, the biggest transfer of wealth in modern day history. And we have to really need to stay focused and pay attention to what the fuck going on. We should not take this lightly. A lot of people, not the majority, but a lot of people voted for this guy. They voted for this guy on the premise of him making America great again, whatever that means to those people. I know that ain't got nothing to do with people that look like me and my skin color. Because if you could tell me which time in American history was great, let me know. And we could talk about it. But anyways, they voted on him, hoping that they would make America great again. I bet. They voted for him for America First policy. Okay. So if it's America First, how are you finding $20 billion to send to Argentina to prop up their economy because it's crashing? People ain't getting paid. People are hungry. Send $20 billion to Argentina and the economy crashes anyways. So was the money actually sent to help them, or was... I won't speculate, but all I know is the money's not there no more. When people are here, not yet paid, and people are hungry. All right, stay woke. Now, a big voting block of Donald Trump's are the people in the Midwest, the South, the people who are, you know, farmers, the people that, you know, that raise cows and things of that sort. We all know America loves beef, right? This man is importing beef from Argentina to help them, while you have the people here who farmers are already struggling. Instead of finding a way to help them, to help America, right? You want to import beef so this way you can make some of the beef prices, you know, lower the beef prices by importing meat from another country. Y'all voted for him, and now look, he's shitting on you now. But yet, the people are so disillusioned that they say, well, his intentions are good, but we're hurting. Guys, it cannot be this or that. The man's fucking you over. Stay woke. I don't understand what the power is that Trump has over these people. This man, if you're rich, I understand why you voted for Buddy. You voted for Buddy and he's going to help you stay rich. And if you know how to kiss the ring, that man going to make you that much more richer. And, you know, of course, him richer as well, because there's got to be a handshake. They both got to get something out the deal. But for the people who are poor, who are middle class, tell me, how is he helping you? What is the hold this man has on you? You could even be a Christian. Like, that man has no Christian values. That man is a mass adulterer. He's an adulterer. The man touches up on women. You know, the man's definitely somewhere in the Epstein joints, but you know, for some reason they don't want to vote on that joint because the government shut down. Even the head of the House right now doesn't want to appoint the newly elected representative out of Arizona, the deciding vote, to actually, you know, dig deeper into these Epstein files. But you wonder why, though. We already seen pictures on that. You ran on talking about getting them Epstein files released, but now y'all slow walking it. The man y'all trying to praise as like the next coming of Jesus is so the opposite. But yeah, y'all got a hold. He has a hold on you, and I don't get it. You know, don't get me wrong. Democratic Party, they've been fucking up. Now, just for clarification, I am an independent. But instead of Democrats saying what they can do to help people, all they could say is like, look how bad he is. If he was running on something, you would offer a solution rather than talk about how bad he is. What is your solution? What do you have to offer to make people come vote for you guys? Instead of talking about what he's doing, what do you plan on doing? What is the plan in knowing how to communicate effectively? And not doing that. So Democrats are partly to blame for this mess that we have right now. What else is this man doing? This man is literally ignoring the law. This man put people in positions that are not qualified. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. I know some of y'all don't understand politics, some of you don't care, but I need y'all to pay a little bit more attention. When y'all don't vote, you're going to be put in particular positions that's going to be hurtful to you and your family. Whether you choose to play the game or not, this is the game for you to play. There is going to be a certain outcome. You know? Are you going to play or not? So, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. He was in the military, but he never held no real ranking up there. So he doesn't have like the military experience, or, you know, he's not like a high value veteran, you know, with intelligence to be running an agency like that. The man used to be on Fox News, you know, and, you know, because of he has the look, that white American, square jaw, you know, blue eyes, whatever the hell. That's why he's in the position he's at today. This is the man that controls the military. Right now, the military is bombing drug trafficking boats. You know, if, you know, it's a tough thing, right? Because we cannot just go around bombing shit without evidence. Those are human lives on those boats. Typically, if someone's accused of something, you arrest them, you have the evidence, and if it's so, you try them and you put them in prison or you give them whatever penalty they deserve. But killing somebody for possibly running drugs is crazy. I think y'all need to understand how wild this shit is. How about you imagine this? I know a lot of y'all like to travel. So do I. Imagine you traveling and then, you know, you going on the boat so that way you can go scuba diving or, you know, catching some fish or whatnot. And you happen to be on one of them boats. Well, your family members happen to be on one of them boats. The boats is nowhere. Some of these boats are nowhere near the U.S. They're bombing the boats. They're also bombing boats on the other side of South America in the Pacific Ocean. That's nowhere near the U.S. They're bombing boats. At a certain point, these countries ain't going to keep going on with that. We're creating, this president is creating enemies all around the world for us. This shit has nothing to do with us. But, you know, this man's making problems for us to have to worry about. Like I said, we live here and so do our kids. Our family, this shit does matter. It affects you whether you like to realize it or not. You need to stay woke. I need to pay attention. Yeah, I just sort of like, oh, it ain't bothering me as long as it ain't messing with my pockets. It will. Because if this man stays on the trajectory he's on, we gonna be in some wars with different countries. We already got to worry about Russia. We already got to worry about China. Now, this man's talking about, you know, possibly bombing some South American countries, like Venezuela, to, you know, to bomb the drug cartels. And he's trying to get the president out of there, too. And I'm pretty sure the Venezuelan have relationship with the Russians. And Russia's just been itching for a reason to get off on us. And then Russians have a relationship with the Chinese as well. Those are some big ass countries, guys. This country is not as strong as y'all think it is. Y'all might, you know, see all these movies and all the big old guns we got, whatever, whatever. But the military readiness is not as y'all think. Let's tie this into another situation. Why do I say the military is not going to be as ready as you think it will be? Because right now, instead of the National Guard training or whatnot, this man has National Guard scattered around the country helping ICE. ICE is the immigration officers. Right now, they're helping ICE agents round up immigrants all around that's illegal. Donald Trump ran on, you know, rounding up all the illegal immigrants that are criminals. I mean, that's totally understood. That makes sense to me. Get these criminals the fuck up out of here. You know, and then you kind of understood, whether you like to realize it or not, that, you know, some people were going to get rounded up in this. People that are good people. You know, but he said that they're going to focus on the criminal element first, which is now not the case. You're running up into places, jumping out of U-Haul trucks and shit, rounding up the grandmas, the kids that have never known anything but America. They speak straight up English, and you're about to send them to a country they know nothing about, can't even speak the language. You have to understand, they got the National Guard helping those folks. It's instead of training and getting ready for, you know, the adversaries overseas, we're over here doing a little fuck shit. And if them countries want to get off, that's our ass. So tell me, how is he making America great again? People laughing at this country. We are not as point, we're not on point as we think we are. Bring it back to ICE. They're giving $50,000 bonus for signing up. Of course, if you are hungry and you have, you know, you need a job, why would you not sign up for that? That sounds super enticing. Because the mandate from the White House right now is that they want to arrest 3,000 people a day. In order to make 3,000 arrests a day, we need more ICE agents. Now, even that has been a fuck up. They are feeling so much pressure to hire ICE agents that they're hiring criminals. They're hiring people with who are drug addicts, people who are not fit, people who cannot read and write. And I'm not making this up. I promise you could look this up. It's out there. They're trying to hire ICE agents so fast that some of them are getting to the process where they're actually training and they find out that they're ineligible. You have to be able to run a mile and a half in under 14 minutes. Off rip, some of them can't even, you know, pass that test. But they're forcing it so hard that they're getting unqualified people in there to put badges and guns on them. People are already getting hurt in this process. These people are running around like they got the power in the world. You know what I'm saying? They have a mask on their face so they could do whatever they want. They get to pull the guns up in your face. And it's like, what you gonna do about it? God forbid you attack one of them. Now you don't like law enforcement. And you're going to get demonized. You could either get hurt and go or put in jail. We are losing our grip, y'all. You need to show up and vote. You got to show up and vote. Next election is next year. Hopefully we can, you know, make our voices be heard. This man's running this place into the ground at a fast rate. We're only in October. This man got here in late January. The money grab is crazy. Why are y'all not paying attention to this? Stay woke. When I tell you this shit gonna affect you, it will. Anyways, man, signing off, man. Stirring the Pot Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Stirring the Pot Talks, Facebook, STP Talks. I like your boy, all right? Peace out.